You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. It's your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you. Happy Monday to you. Happy Monday morning for those that have tuned in here at 7 o'clock here on WMIE. Maybe you've tuned in at 11:45 or at 8:45 in the evening. Whichever way you have us tuned in, thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Monday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are finally, I've entitled this sermon, The King's Coming. Finally, after all these weeks, I've been preaching this since April at Island Community Church. Now, Island's the church that I pastor. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. I invite you sometime to come by and worship with us. If you like what you hear on the radio, I welcome you to come on by sometime and visit us at Island. Here today, the King is coming. We're in chapter 19 of Revelation today. Finally, we're seeing the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And He's coming back. And it's a shocking sermon, but it's a glorious one. That we see that the Lord's coming back riding on a white horse, and His name is called the Word of God. We're going to look at that. We're going to look at this wonderful text that says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. We're going to get to that and what that means. And then we're going to look at everyone here on the earth, and we're going to look at their destruction. So all that and more here coming up this week. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday right here on WGOD Radio. Here is part one now of The King is Coming.
Revelation chapter 19. It's been a great study this year. It's been the best one ever for me. I've got more understanding through study this time around than I hope you have as well on the other end. That's because God is faithful to His Word. He said, blessed are those who read and hear and keep the words written in the prophecy of this book. And God keeps His word. So we're in chapter 19 here today, the return of the Lord Jesus. Finally, after all this judgment we've been looking at, finally, we're seeing the return of the Lord Jesus Christ today. Now, Revelation chapter 19, verse 1, it says, after these things, metatauta, after these things. Well, after what? The destruction of Babylon, where we left off last week, remember? It says, in 1 hour, Babylon is going to be laid waste. And I believe that's one literal hour. After these things, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Alleluia, or Hallelujah. Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God, exclamation point. For true and righteous are His judgments, because He has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and He has avenged on her the blood of His servants shed by her. All right, the great harlot being Babylon, perhaps Rome. Wherever the end time city shall be, that the satanic trinity will set up shop. Funny, too, this is the only time the word hallelujah is in the whole New Testament. Alleluia is the Greek for hallelujah. You know, H's many times, H's are silent, just like Hanukkah or CH sometimes for Hanukkah. The H sometimes is silent. Alleluia, hallelujah. This is the Greek for the Hebrew word, what we call a transliteration. They just write out letter for letter. But I can't recall anywhere in the New Testament. I mean, such a common word in the Old Testament, isn't it? Hallelujah. You don't find it anywhere until the end. And I counted five times right here in these next couple verses. Again, verse 3. They said, hallelujah, her smoke rises up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God who sat on the throne and said, amen, hallelujah. Then a voice came from the throne saying, praise our God. Hey, wait a minute. That's hallelujah too. But they've spelled it out because that's what hallelujah means. Praise God. This time they just spelled it out. Then a voice came from the throne, verse 5, saying, praise our God, all you his servants and those that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of the mighty thunder, and saying, hallelujah! For the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Who can guess that these people are happy? Here's another name for God, too. The Lord God omnipotent. It's the word Panta Kratos. Panta means all. Kratos means power or might. All powerful. Name of God. Panta Krator. The Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. For the fine linen is the righteous acts or righteous deeds of the saints. Verse 9, then he said to me, write, blessed are those. Hey, here's another beatitude in the book of Revelation. Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true sayings of God. So Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, is the bridegroom. His church is the bride. Now, Jesus told the parable once. In Matthew chapter 22, he says, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son. And he sent out his servants to call those that were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come. So he sent out other servants, saying, tell those who are invited, see, I've prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatted cattle are killed. All things are ready. Come to the wedding. Verse 5 says, but they made light of it and went their ways. You see, that's just like they do today. That's just like you do today. When I tell you Jesus is coming back soon, or little children, it is the last hour. You say, I wish he'd preach something else. When I tell you Jesus is coming back soon, and if you want to hear something else, you make light of it. Or if you say, I've heard this before, you make light of it. I tell you, Jesus is coming back soon. Are you ready? So they made light of it and they went their ways. One to his own farm, another to his own business. And the rest seized the servants, treated them spitefully and killed them. Now, when the king heard about it, he was furious. And he sent out his armies and destroyed those people and burned up their city. Then he said to his servants, the wedding is ready, but those that were invited were not worthy. All right, verse 9 and plan B. Therefore, go into the highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. And this is how it is today. The nation of Israel were the original ones invited to the wedding and made light of it when the Lord came back. And through their disobedience, the invitation is now extended to you. You are invited to the wedding. What a glorious invitation this is. The Apostle Peter put it this way. Blessed be the God and Father, another beatitude. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a lively hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. At this wedding table, there's a great big banquet table, and there's a little card, like when you go to one of these receptions for a wedding. And on that card is your name on it. That's right, Darren. If anything makes you shout today, let it be that. Speak up. Hallelujah is right. Jesus continues, verse 11. Now when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there that wasn't wearing a wedding garment. You see, apparently there's other ways to get in, but they're not approved ways by the Lord. Oh, you might be slick and smart. Maybe you're going to weasel in the door through the changing of the guard. When the king came to see the guests, he saw a man there that wasn't wearing a wedding garment. This is Matthew chapter 22, verse 11. So he said to him, friend, how'd you get in here without a wedding garment? And he was speechless. So then the king said to the servants, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. For many are called, but few are chosen. You see, there's only one way to be admitted to this wedding party, and that is through the door. The Lord Jesus said, I am the door. All who enter in by me will be saved. Not only is he the door, but he and he alone is our only access to get in. We read in Romans 5:2, through him we have access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. Ephesians 2:18, through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. You see, like I said, you might be able to sneak in another way, like scaling a wall or sneaking in another door, or by defying ordinary or natural laws. But the time is coming where the king is going to check IDs.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You're listening to WMIE